Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, Will, I appreciate you putting me on a level with Chad. That's a high compliment.
Oh, yeah. Both of you guys know your stuff. So fill us in here. I mean, but you know what? I know that Hugh has a bunch of individual guys, and we both do, that we want to talk about. But before we get into that, can we just step back broadly? Mm-hmm. Because LBJ made the comment, and we talked to Chad about this, and then to you. Broadly, you know, LBJ's out there, you know, throwing shade at the NBA saying, see, I told you so about injuries. Yeah. Is he right? Just largely, without getting into any particular injury, is he right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you follow In Street Clothes, who is an athletic trainer who follows the NBA much more closely than I do, he's done a great job of documenting this. And there's just more injuries across sports, the NFL to some extent, but not as much, which I think is just timing, the way they've been lucky with how things have fallen with COVID. But basketball, the short turnaround, as James said, baseball, obviously injuries up 35 to 40%, looking like they're headed up with their stupid changes. We've seen over and over and over that things are just different over these last 18 months. And yeah, I think he is right. The quick turnaround, everything else, injuries are way, way up. 9 All-Stars have been hurt just during the playoffs. That's just ridiculous. You don't see this.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I guess it's just that short turnaround. I guess, like you said, or
but,
you know,
that's certainly part of it, John. But the problem is, we don't know. The NBA has a lot of data. You know, they track everybody. They've been doing a lot more stuff with wearables, things like the Whoop strap, the cameras they use to track people. It'll be interesting to see if they have any data, if they release any of that for research. Because there's so many factors that go into this, and certainly you can just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, eh, COVID. But that's not all of it either. So schedule changes, the lack of load management, even all of that doesn't appear to address all of it. But if we don't use this opportunity and take all of these injuries, do more research, and try to figure out how to prevent them or at least reduce them, we've missed an opportunity.
You know, speaking of that new stuff that guys are wearing, what is kinesiology tape, and what does it do? Because Trae Young is wearing that. What does it do?
Not much. You know, there's no really good study that shows it has anything more than a comfort or placebo effect. Basically, what it does is it's stretchy tape that's put on to kind of hold something in place. It doesn't do a great job of that because the last thing you want is something that's supportive that also stretches and moves. It works sort of to remind people more than anything else. You know, we've seen a lot of use of it. I think where it really got popular was Misty May and her partners, Carrie Walsh, I was blanking on her name, using it in the Olympic volleyball, sand volleyball. Uh-huh. And it was easy to look at them and see it because, you know, the uniform is kind of skimpy. But players have used it usually on shoulders where you can't strap that down and still shoot. So it kind of holds in place. It serves as a tactile reminder. But as far as what it actually does, there's really no good studies that I know of that show it has a whole lot of effect.
We're talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll. He joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. Joel Embiid, what have you seen? I mean, is the wearing down at the end of games that we've seen from him just fatigue, or does it have to do with the knee, or a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. The fact that he was able to go out there on a bad meniscus and be so mobile to be able to go, what was it? I think 36, 38 minutes, somewhere in there. Anytime you get over 25, you're really getting into a fatigue state at least a couple times. So they're doing just a great job of maintaining him. And the Sixers are an organization. I mean, a couple of years ago, they were owned by a physical therapist. So they've been on the edge of the cutting edge of sports medicine, not so much lately, but they've always been good at it. So this kind of maintenance work is absolutely amazing. And you have to keep doing that. You know, you can't prevent all the sprained ankles you're going to see, like with Irving. You're occasionally going to get the weird things like the ACL for Kawhi. So, you know, being able to get somebody through, knowing that, he's basically got rolling appointments for knee surgery whenever they're out. He's probably got about 10 of them over the next 2 weeks and probably even longer out than that. So we'll have to see how this goes. But this is a guy who needs surgery on his knee, and he is yet able to perform at a high level, which is impressive both for him and for the sports medicine staff.
So, talking about somebody in their legs, James Harden, he had a poor shooting night. Is that his legs, or it was just a rough night for him?
I kind of think it's the leg. You know, the hamstring, it's a pretty significant strain, which is a torn muscle. It's up near the top of the muscle, which is a difficult area. You feel it on every move. Even though it's a redundant muscle, you need it for certain motions, especially because he's such an awkward player. You know, he's not the smooth guy that's going to go out there and just do one thing. He's forward. He's backwards. He has that sideways shot sometimes. He's just not able to do that because he's have lost some proprioception in that leg, that feel. So I have to think it's the leg. He's feeling it. I think it hurts him. So I don't think you get rusty when you miss a game. You don't have to continually shoot, even though that's what NBA players do. So I can't imagine rust comes on in that much time. I think that leg is really affecting him, and it was pretty amazing to see him out there at all.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, at Injury Expert, Under the Knife columnist. You can Google Under the Knife, underthenife.substack.com. Kawhi Leonard, why is it we don't really know yet what the extent of the ACL is, or do we?
They just haven't told us. That's really it. I mean, okay. With an ACL first, you have to remember, you'll see this, especially in football, that you'll see the doctor or the athletic trainer kind of pulling on the knee, moving it around while they're still on the field. At that point, 99% of the time, you know whether an ACL is gone. Those manual tests on all the different things, you go through that, and there's some tests like what's called the anterior drawer test, where they're basically just tugging on it and seeing if the ligament is still holding it in place. You know pretty quickly. MRIs, you get the results back almost instantly these days, so they probably know. It's very odd. You know, I was talking to a couple of people when it came out that he had the sprain at all, and I was like, oh, it had to be MCL because of that lateral move. It wasn't the normal mechanism to tear an ACL, so I'm curious how significant the tear is. You know, all sprains come in degrees. Is how much that ligament is torn between, you know, you can have really small ones. Like Tyler Glasnow has about a 12% tear of his UCL, which is significant for a pitcher. But, if you tore 12% of your sock, you wouldn't feel too bad. You just stitch it back up. So I'm very curious to see what this is. It's unusual. You have to take a look at fatigue. But when you get unusual injuries like this, to take this full circle, you do have to take a look at things that LeBron was talking about, the short turnaround, the lack of load management. Kawhi Leonard, man, he's had knee problems for a long time, and they've been very controversial. I don't think this one's going to be.
Well, we look forward to Game 6 tomorrow night for the Hawks and the 76ers and see how the injuries and the bumps and bruises affect this game tomorrow night and the NBA going forward here. But one other final question, if I can, Will, and that's to baseball at large. There is an awful lot of grumbling, an awful lot of anger and angst over the mid-season change to the rules regarding sticky substances on baseballs. And part of it has to do with, as you touched on, you know, the potential for injury here for some of these pitchers who are having to change things that they are doing, I guess. How do you fall in the discussion as to whether or not the rules would affect pitchers from an injury standpoint?
Absolutely. You have to grip the ball harder to be able to do the same things you do. People are saying, well, they should just not grip it as hard. Well, so you're saying just lay down and be a worse pitcher? No pitcher is going to think that way. The fact that they're doing it the mid-season is what's problematic for me. You know, back in the day when I was pitching, we used to use bullfrog sunscreen, and you just tap the rosin on it, and the stuff would turn into really, really sticky. It's not like glue, but you could get your fingers in there. You could really throw the ball. And now we've gotten more technical. There are things like Spider Tack, which is made for those strongman competitions where you're lifting up those, like, one-ton rocks. I guess you'd need a grip for that. I wouldn't even try, but you can take that Spider Tack stuff, put it on your hand, and basically lift a cinder block without actually grasping it. I mean, that stuff is super, super sticky. So I don't really have a problem with banning things like that. But already, and for decades, baseball knows that the baseballs are slick. They rub them up with mud before the games. It's a special kind of mud, supposed to do some things, but you know, it's inconsistent and it's still slick. Baseball owns Rawlings. So why don't they make a consistent ball, put a sticky substance that we all can have? How do hitters get to keep using pine tar, but the pitchers don't? It just makes no sense to me. It makes worse sense to do it in the middle of the season, and we're going to see injuries. We are going to see injuries. I think Tyler Glasnow was absolutely right, and I got a paper coming out today. So follow me on Twitter. We got something coming on why this is happening.
At Injury Expert on the Twitter, and of course, underthenife.substack.com, or just Google it as well. Will, as always, thanks for your insight. Appreciate
it. You the man, Will.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.